Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
I'm losing it, guys. I'm losing it.
Why is that?
Because I just went back to my window, and I just looked outside again. I'm losing it. I don't know if I can take it, guys. It's getting worse by every minute. It's more. Every bench outside my window in the park has people just sitting on the bench. Every bench. Sit in your house. Do they know other people sit on the bench? The benches aren't being wiped down. People can just walk. Now, how's the 6 feet going to work for the people trying to walk their dog if every bench is being sat on by people? You can't get 6 feet.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting angry, right?
I am angry.
There's a photo today of the coronavirus bill being signed in the White House, and there's 9 politicians like leaning against each other in front of the president. I mean, all they're right. Not practicing social distancing. So how do you expect the people of the world to do it?
Unless they all happen to know that they've already tested negative. I don't know.
But testing negative, I mean, if they knew they tested positive and they're through it, then that's fine. Testing negative doesn't mean anything. You still practice it.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, Michael, that listen, it's hard. Look what's happening in Alabama right now.
What's happening in Alabama?
Their governor refuses to have a shutdown. So we're not New York. So
I can't. I'm looking forward to the parks being shut down. I might go out and start laughing at people when the park shut down.
They've closed outside. They've closed streets, I believe, beginning today in Manhattan, so that the people that are walking now aren't stuck on the sidewalk where they might have to pass somebody within 6 feet. Now they can stretch across the street. We understand you have to go out to get groceries, doctor's appointments.
These people aren't getting groceries. They're not going to the doctor. They don't even have dogs.
But to just go out there and play basketball, Peter, I've seen that they've actually taken the rims down of a lot of these basketball courts.
Yeah.
Stop people from playing.
They need
basketball.
To take the rims down here. I guarantee you they're going to go to the hood and take all the rims down. They need to take the rims down right up here in Riverside Park. Because I see people on Saturday, there were people playing basketball last week. The court was full.
They should also take the benches out.
So irritating. People just aren't going to learn. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm not leaving the house. I'm going to be okay. But it's unfortunate because you don't know which loved one of someone else you're going to affect by your need to do this. No one understands that they're playing a link in the chain. Like, I don't know. Read one article. You just read one thing from one expert. Oh. Anyways, Noah Syndergaard. Oh, first of all, I'm sorry. Shout out to our friends at All American Ford. Check them out, allamericanford.net. You can order a car without even having to go in from the comfort of your own home. Have it dropped off at your home. And I'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Take a walk.
No, don't take a walk, Michael. That's the wrong
message.
No, you can
take a walk. Just don't sit.
No,
good evening.
You can take a walk.
He can take a walk around his palatial estate.
That's right. Good evening, Don.
Why isn't anybody disconnecting the call?
Noah Syndergaard has had his Tommy John surgery. We'll see you in 2021. Happy trails to Noah Syndergaard. Can you believe it?
It's amazing. Jeff Passan was on and said, and even wrote this, he'll be back in 12 to 14 months. And, you know, even mentioned when he was on with us, you know, there have been others that have come back in 12. I'd like to find a starting pitcher, a hard-throwing starting pitcher that came back in 12 months. If he's back before July of next year, people are going to be shocked. Shocked. 12 months. So he's going to be back right at the start of next year. I'd like to bet on that. And I wish that he is. But, again, we should learn from numbers, as Boog Shambi told us earlier. Just look at numbers. Let numbers tell you the story. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's going with that that optimistic perspective. Just doesn't seem to be a likely scenario.
How long did it take Wheeler? Almost 2 years. How long did it take Harvey? Close to 2 years.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people, it's more on the other side, that it's longer.
I mean, if you're a 12-month, you're an outlier, and you're probably a relief. 100 miles an hour fastball and a 90 mile an hour slider.
Did you guys Did you happen to see the interview with Eli Manning?
No.
In the post, yes.
He was asked about his thoughts on Tom Brady leaving the Patriots for Tampa. He said, "I was surprised how it all worked out. I just did not imagine him leaving, them letting him go, and him going somewhere else. Just from my experience. But for him to have had all the success, do everything he'd done for New England, and did it with one organization, I guess you just kind of wonder what was the reasoning. I don't know if he felt unappreciated or just wanted to try something different, but was just surprised that this went down."
I think we all are.
"Do you think this is the end of the Patriots dynasty?" He said, "No, I don't necessarily think that. I still think they have a very good team, a great defense, great coaches."
Michael agrees with that.
I agree with him.
"How good can the Buccaneers be with Brady throwing to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? Obviously, part of the reason to go there is because of the weapons they have at receiver. It'll be good for Tom to have those weapons." Good stuff, Eli. Thank you. "Do you think they're a Super Bowl contender now? I never believed you can win the Super Bowl in March and April. You kind of start the process. It'll be interesting when teams will be able to get back together. Philip Rivers to the Colts? Philip did not leave his hometown when the Chargers left San Diego and went to L.A. For him to change organizations and go somewhere else, it'll be interesting. Obviously, I think he can still play at a high level. He can still throw it and is smart and will do everything possible. They have some good weapons and are a good team." It's funny. Did you notice, though, that everything for Eli was about him being surprised that guys who'd been on teams for a long time left? It's very telling about the decision he made.
Right, because he decided not to play when he obviously feels that he can, because he did not want to leave his comfort zone.
And the idea was obviously so weird that he was just like, "I'm good on that." So I think it's telling to hear about it in that way.
Also, in that story, Eli revealed that he's changing his 1-year-old son Charlie's diapers.
Good for him.
And washing his hands a lot.
That's also good for him.
After you change a diaper, no matter what the situation.
Yeah, I would think that's not because of the coronavirus, just in general.
Well, if you change a diaper and do it the right way, you shouldn't be getting anything on your
hands. Wow, look at you. But I think you should still do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying fecal matters.
Wow. Guys, Doris Burke tested positive for coronavirus. She's now symptom-free, but she told Woj that when it happened, she could not get out of bed. But all's well that ends well, and Doris Burke is now doing okay.
It was interesting. I read that story, and she did not have the typical symptoms. As you said, she just couldn't get out of bed.
She said her head
was pounding.
And fatigue.
Yep. She said, "We've heard so much about shortness of breath, fever, tightness in your chest, chills, body aches. Really being tired and head pounding was a primary symptom for her."
All Jazz players, personnel, have been cleared of coronavirus. That means Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, everyone has been cleared, the whole staff as well. So at least a bit of good news. I mean, unfortunately, it already spread around now to other players. We know that, including Nets like Kevin Durant, including a couple of Lakers, including Marcus Smart. And it seems to have all started in Utah.
The Blues announced that their television announcer, John Kelly, is tested positive, but he's feeling okay.
Is he an older gentleman, Don?
He was born in 1960, so that makes him...
Okay. 60.
Good job.
His dad, Dan, is a Hall of Fame announcer. He's a great guy, too. He seems like he's doing okay. The Blues had a statement, and he sent... I haven't been able to watch yet, but he sent out videos, so that's good news.
And also, we mentioned this earlier in the week, John Miller, the Hall of Fame broadcaster for the Giants, he and his wife underwent tests because their son and his fiance had it, and their test came back negative. So that's good news.
Excellent.
The NFL draft will go on as planned, April 23rd to April 25th. Roger Goodell sent out a memo to teams that it's going to take place, informing them that, quote, they should be doing the necessary planning to conduct draft operations in a location outside of your facility with a limited number of people present and with sufficient technology resources to communicate with other clubs and draft headquarters. So our the NFL season will continue as it has previously. It's getting mixed reviews, certainly. However, I think this is something that makes sense. I don't see why they should slow down right now. Let's hear from Stephen A. Smith and get his thoughts.
I don't like it. I love it. Hell with them. You got a job that you ain't stepping on a damn football field. All you're doing all year is working the damn phones anyway. What's the problem? Excuse me, it's not going to be any fans in attendance. It's going to call upon you watching tape, watching film, going by what you're seeing and making a call. Oh my God. What am I really asking you to do? I know your job. I want to hear anything from these damn GMs. Desperate times call for desperate measures. This is a different situation. Get the hell over it and do your job. We ain't asking you to go on the field and play. We ask you to work the phones like you always do. Continue to do it and make a decision.
He's right. He's right. I mean, they're all whining because they don't have all this extra information, but everybody has the same limitations, and these are extraordinary times right now. Adapt and right. Do your draft. I think Goodell's 100% right.
The only complaint they could have is that they can't necessarily get them a physical and make sure that they're 100% healthy. But every general manager is in the same boat. And we had Wade Phillips on earlier. He's old school. He's been in this league since the mid-70s, been involved in drafts. He goes by film. What does the film say? And they've got all the film on these guys. They got to see them at the combine, if you remember. The combine still was well before this whole thing happened. There's more than enough information for them to be able to draft a player. Now, I know we all want that information, no Wonderlic test maybe, no interview. Maybe you can't get the medicals, but everybody's in the same boat. But let's not make it seem like they're completely flying blind. They got plenty of
guy who, the guy who's really going to be affected is not a GM. It's going to be Tua Tagovailoa. People need to see his medicals. He had major hip surgery.
But they will.
No, they won't. They'll see, but not by their own doctors.
Well,
why can't they get an independent doctor? What?
You mean he won't be able to go sit with other doctors?
Right.
He can't go to a like if you're going to use let's say the Bengals are scared off about Burrow's small hands, and they want to take Tagovailoa. They're not going to take Tagovailoa unless a doctor that they're affiliated with puts him through an arduous test on his hip. So this is a guy who, if he's 100% healthy, is a top five pick, and without the medicals, he might drop to 30th in the draft. The Patriots might end up getting him.
But we also have to realize, when you said the medicals, he's been cleared to play by a doctor or doctors.
But not their doctors, though.
Right, but that their doctors can get all that information. Now, will they be able to examine him? No. But they'll be able to look at the x-rays. They'll be able to look at the MRIs. They'll be able to find. So they will have medicals, just not enough. But everybody else that could potentially draft him is in the same situation. They're also flying blind on that. So you're taking a chance. I think you were taking a chance on Tagovailoa anyway. So, but everybody's
in that
boat.
Yeah, but you feel better about taking such a huge chance, taking a top five pick, if your doctor looked at him and said, you know, all systems go.
But you know who's at a disadvantage? You know who gets hurt by that? It's Tagovailoa.
Him. Yeah.
He might drop to 30th. But all these other general managers can't complain because all the other guys are in the same boat. They also don't know. So they're going to have to take the chance.
There has to be a lot of riverboat gambler if you're going to take a guy like Tua. And as I said at the start, Tua is the guy that gets affected because everybody is the same disadvantage.
But let's not make it out to be that they are completely blind. Because I said, they can get the medicals. They can get the information. We do live in an era of technology. They can look at the MRI. They can see the video of the MRI. They can see the x-rays. You also, if you want to interview these guys, FaceTime them and interview them. All right? So you'll be able to talk to them. You want to have them take the Wonderlic test? Fax it to them. Email it to him. I mean, all right, so I'm kind of, Stephen A. was a little dramatic about it, but I do think that, hey, you can get this done. The whole idea is postponing things because it puts people in jeopardy. It's not putting anybody in jeopardy health-wise. It's just inconvenient that the information isn't 100%. But they still have film. They still have the combines. They can still get a hold of the medicals. They can still FaceTime interview with these guys. That should be enough to be able to go as scheduled.
Well, Celtics head coach Brad Stevens has said that Marcus Smart is, quote, doing great. So that's good news to hear. He's, of course, another one of the players that we've heard about who's been infected with coronavirus. Michael Rubin, we said yesterday, we told a story about how he made a decision to take his Fanatics factory, and instead of making baseball jerseys, they shut down all jersey operations and started making masks and smocks instead, gowns for medical workers. Let's hear from Michael Rubin on SportsCenter.
You know, truth be told, I only watch live sports on television normally, but I was with no live sports. I was watching CNN last week. They were talking about how they needed more tests, how they needed more ventilators, how they needed all kinds of just different products to help with this. And I went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm like, wait a second. We own a large apparel manufacturing facility in Pennsylvania that makes all the Major League Baseball jerseys. And I emailed my guys in the middle of the night. I said, how do we start making masks and gowns? And they came back to me the next day and said, we're going to work on it. And then a few days later, St. Luke's Hospital reached out to us and said, hey, we really need help with making masks. And a few days after that, the governor and attorney general of Pennsylvania each reached out to me and said, we really need help. Can you do this? And sure enough, yesterday we started production of masks and gowns.
Cool.
Really, really cool. By the way, they started they made a new factory in Brooklyn that out of scratch that now is going to be making masks and gowns. The mayor said that they expect to have like 150,000 made in Brooklyn in the next week. So people are doing some pretty incredible stuff. As much, you know, fear and disappointment as many people have about decisions that have been made or maybe us being slow on the uptake, whatever it may be, there is still some pretty special stuff happening.
You know, absolutely. And listen, the media, and we're part of the media, everybody's going to do what they're going to do. And the information is scary. But there's a lot of good news out there that I'd like to be reported as well, like stuff like that. There's a lot of people that are going above and beyond. There's a lot of good stories out there. Recovery numbers, you know, I'd like that more reported as well. And try to be as positive as possible, because that's going to keep everybody's spirits up, and that's going to help us get through this.
Roman Reigns has pulled out of WrestleMania. He's one of the WWE's top stars, and he will not perform on the biggest night of the year. He was supposed to have a match for the Universal title against Goldberg. He's a leukemia survivor and is potentially immunocompromised, and Roman Reigns now reportedly will not be competing at WrestleMania.
Now, it doesn't necessarily mean as much, but will everybody that's participating in that have already been tested so that you know as much as you can know that everybody is healthy at WrestleMania?
I'm not sure if everyone's being tested. I know that even to show up and do anything WWE-related, people are getting their temperature taken when they walk in the door. But I don't know if people are all getting tested. Not sure. But in the case of Joe... it sounds like, Roman Reigns, his real name's Joe. It's just a concern from his previous health.
Absolutely.
That's someone who could be compromised.
It just made me think about, listen, you're talking about close contact. You know, you're talking about the possibility of, you know, sweating and bleeding and all that. I would think that, but again, over time, like you could have been tested 2 weeks ago and be negative. Doesn't mean that you didn't get it in the last 2 weeks. I don't know. Like I said, it's probably no perfect world, but I guess everybody knows what they're signing up for, and good for him. If he's uncomfortable, hopefully he doesn't get any heat from Vince over this. I hope Vince would understand.
No, I in my conversations, everyone is being very flexible about people's situations and comfort level. But we'll see. If you want to hear more about this, I did a whole podcast today. Go subscribe to the Cheap Heat podcast or listen on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. I did an interview with Seth Rollins, talked a lot about what's going on here. And also tomorrow at 5:30, I'm going to be on Instagram Live interviewing Stone Cold Steve Austin. So nice. We'll talk a lot about WrestleMania as well. That'll be tomorrow at 5:30 on Instagram Live.
Good thing you picked him yesterday.
It's a great point. Right, I'd be terrified. Now I'm waiting.
Peter, did you get yourself a wraparound microphone with a headphone?
Yeah. What do you think?
Gorgeous.
It's better than you like leaning away from the mic, which you'd been doing for 10 days.
It sounds better, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds better and my back doesn't hurt because the setup here, I don't have a good setup with a real proper desk and a proper chair. So I figured splurge on a nice headset microphone so I can do whatever I want. And then look, my hands are free. I can do whatever I want.
That's right. Getting back to my license plate.
This is a pretty neat story. Our very own friend of the show, Larry David, started a GoFundMe to raise money for the caddies at the Riviera Country Club in the Pacific Palisades. He got together with a friend, Lloyd Braun, and they started a GoFundMe page to raise
money.
He
actually had a character in Seinfeld named after this guy.
And... they raised $100,000 in 6 days. Tom Brady's among the list of donors, including, of course, Larry himself and many others. But, hey, listen, caddies aren't rich, and they work hard, and they're not able to work right now. Although it is strange to me. It's a bummer. Golf would seem like a sport that would be great for social distancing, but I suppose you'd only be able to do it with no caddy.
That's right.
Right, because if the caddy gives you the club and then you hand the club back, and you just touch the club, so...
You know, made a large donation to Larry for this was Bob Sacamano. Really came up big.
Now, do you think this is the Riviera Country Club? Is that the club where the girls sweat into the soup?
It's a great, great question. And now, without any further ado,
here we go.
It's time for your results from Drop Madness. We will start in the K region. No big surprise. The 4 seed.
Zach Britton!
A 64-36 winner over.
Why is your butt hair getting so infected?
I'm glad Michael's that's happy out. About that.
Yeah, I know Michael's happy about that. Then in the Peter region, no upset. We thought yelling might do it in, but no. The number 4 seed.
This is Gil.
A 58-42 win over.
Shut up! Shut up, Jimmy!
Then we head to the Don region. We hate that someone had to go home, but the 5 seed is the winner.
You familiar with the work of David Blow?
A 67-33 winner over listening.
Gladiator is 34. 35 is Titanic, another overrated movie. From Here to Eternity, 36. Saving Private Ryan, 37.
And now, really, the biggest upset I would argue maybe so far in the tournament. I thought that coming out of the other group would be this drop, but instead, the 12 seed.
Peter, wondering if you could talk a little Redskin football with me. I've been a...
Absolutely not. You've been hung up on.
The Redskins hang up eliminates...
Wow. It was horrifying.
53...
Oh, I can't believe that.
53-47. Can you believe it was horrifying?
It's horrifying.
I would have thought that was coming out of that region. Now, Michael... If that wins the whole thing, will you look at that as kind of a victory? Because you're in the drop. Could have very easily been your drop.
It could have been my drop. I think I'll look at it as a brilliant piece of broadcasting.
As well you should.
Really bad news.
I can't believe
guys.
It was horrifying. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
which is in itself horrifying.
And it's funny because I actually lived that drop a few minutes ago. When I tried to order Dinosaur and Grubhub told me that I'm out of delivery range. All I could hear was
you move.
All I could hear was Andrew saying it was horrifying to me.
Did you name names?
You mean name drop myself?
No,
mentioned you on the air, you could say.
Yeah, but I don't think it's their decision. I think it's a Grubhub thing.
So then order from Blondie's. Their wings are great.
Terrific.
You know what? I may have to do it. Yeah.
God, that's disappointing for you, Peter. I'm sorry.
I know. All week I've been thinking about Dino Wings specifically. That's all I wanted.
And how far is it from your house?
It's 125th Street. It's 50 blocks.
That is a long ride.
Oh, my dear God.
And I considered just going to pick it up myself, but I think that's a bad idea. It goes against what my screaming about other people if I then leave the house and walk into Dinosaur to pick up wings. So I'm going to have to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to order. Don, you know what I might do tonight? Remember how we talked about some days you're just in the mood for fast food?
Yeah.
I might order Domino's tonight. It might
there
happen.
You go.
It might.
Well,
I might.
Mike,
I might get a Domino's pie.
Wow. I don't know if that's the right move, but go for it.
You don't like Domino's? I just heard they're sponsor of the show.
I didn't say I don't like them.
Just the whole
again,
New York
in
options.
New York, but do what you want.
To your mouth.
Excuse me? All right, that's ENN. That'll do it, guys. Yeah. I don't know if Michael's waiting for it because he's waiting for the close.
No, I usually said that's ENN, but you didn't do it. So that's
I thought after Drop Madness you knew. I'm sorry. You're right.
Wow. Well, blame that
on
me.
Good today.
Like, just put another pair of glasses on another pair of glasses. I've lost my mind.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.